question is simple. Would you like to see the Lions play a few more starters in this game tomorrow against the Kansas City Chiefs? Kansas City is. I think it'll be a good gauge of where your team really is, because Kansas City is putting their first string guys, including Patrick Mahomes, out on the field. 248-539-9797. David, what you got?
Let's be real. The Chiefs only have to worry about one guy getting injured. The Lions have a lot of pieces that are integral to their success.
Wait a second. Okay, as much as I agree with Dan Campbell, there's a guy, his name wears number 87 for their team, tight end, pretty good. I would think they would not want Travis Kelce or, on the other side of the ball, Chris Jones.
They got two O linemen. They're all pro.
Yeah.
They have.
Right, that's a lame excuse.
You have to have that dress rehearsal game just like it was when there were four preseason games. That is be in Detroit.
Yeah, and that's all. I am not saying you don't even have to play them the whole half, but I would like to see them go out there for a couple of series to see.
I get it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to go crazy about it, but I'd rather
be guaranteed
that they don't get hurt.
And that's just it. You can't guarantee anybody's not going to get hurt.
Hmm? In that game, you can if you don't play them.
Very true. That's the only way to do it. If someone gets hurt in a meaningless game, I'm pissed. Regular season, I can deal with it.
Right. That's the point of us wussies.
Could it be because the Lions have two practices versus a team, whereas Kansas City doesn't? They're talking about the joint practices they had with the Giants.
It could be. That's why, maybe that's the reason Andy Reid doesn't like joint practices. He probably doesn't like the fights that come out of it either.
And I guess I look at it like this. If I'm going to emulate somebody, I would emulate the champions, and this is what they do. So maybe I need to adopt this as well.
I get it.
And then that leads me to this text. Just because someone jumps off a bridge doesn't mean everyone should. If you don't think Campbell knows what needs to be fixed without playing in the preseason game, then you don't trust him.
What I'm saying is, I don't think that anything is absolute, because he's already had a couple players get injured at practice. Oh, my God.
I was wondering about this, and thank you for the smart, Rico. I was wondering about this. I wonder if this conversation looks a little different if Rakestraw, Arnold, and Gibbs were all still healthy and hadn't gotten injured. I wonder if we're a little bit less hesitant to play the starters, specifically guys like Rakestraw and Arnold, right now. Because right now, I'd probably tell you I'd want to play those guys.
I would want to play everybody on defense, because you're going up against the best quarterback in the league. And it would kind of let me know, okay, here's some things we need to fix.
In a preseason game where they're not running real sets, I don't care what they look like.
Okay, they're not going to be running their trick plays. That's still Patrick Mahomes.
I bubble wrap everybody and send them in the locker room.
Okay.
You're like me.
I didn't know. You know what? When are they going to come out with the bubble wrap caps? Because I've seen the grit caps. When's bubble wrap caps come out? Let's go to the phone lines. Tony, you're on 97.1.
Hi, yeah. Hey, I texted in. I was the one that said that the Chiefs, like, they only got one guy to lose, Mahomes. So what I'm saying is that, like, if one of those guys goes down, like, Mahomes has enough upside, like, he can make up for it. Like us, like the Lions, like, I don't know, we rely, I feel like, more on, like, the team as a whole.
I get it.
Where it's like, if you lose someone like if you lose Hutch, if you lose Laporta, Branch, something like that, like, it's going to be a drastic difference to, like, the win loss total at the end of the year. Like, Mahomes, if you lose, you know, like I said, I mean, he has enough ability to make up for losing some talent.
Let me ask you a question, Tony. You remember last year when these two teams played in the regular season?
Yeah.
Who didn't play for the Chiefs?
Right.
So, like, maybe they can't afford to lose them. Jones and Kelce didn't play. And the Chiefs lost to the Lions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, but like I said, I think, you know what, first game of the year, you know, like I said, I just, I think we're not in as much of a position to lose a key guy as they would lose.
I do understand and somewhat agree with you. Yes.
Appreciate the phone call, Tony. The whole playing scare thing,
whoa, 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 whoa. You're leaning in the direction of saying they're playing scared. I don't think they're playing scared. I think they're playing smart.
David.
Ray Straw and Arnold already got hurt.
What I'm talking about is I have to hear the fans say, well, what if somebody gets hurt? Like, guys, it's football.
But every team and every fan base is saying that right now.
But the teams are out there playing guys. It's like, put them, Kenny's like, put them all in bubble wrap. Okay.
But you know, I understand why Kenny's saying that. He's coming off an NFC championship game. He wants those players that were key in that to be healthy enough to play in an NFC championship game or a Super Bowl this year.
Super Bowl? You mean like the Super Bowl champions who are playing their guys? Huh. Interesting.
So everyone should do it then, not just the Lions. Why is it not everyone doing what the Chiefs are doing?
David, like I said, to me...
If you're charging big-time ticket prices...
Don't get me started on that.
Oh, I know.
Don't get me started on that, because they don't cut you a break when it comes to these ticket prices.
Oh, I know. I was a season ticket holder. You know what they've done, which is actually smart? Your actual season ticket price is the same. The actual individual game ticket prices have changed, but you're still paying the
same. But it's still the same.
I think that's okay. Like $2 for the preseason game, and everything else is jacked up.
But you know what? Give me a couple of series just so you can see what you have. And you got time to correct some problems and get the rust off so that it's not. And here's the thing. You don't play anybody in the preseason. You're more than likely to get the soft tissue injuries once the season starts because you haven't gone out there and you haven't played at full speed. That's NFL data right there.
So you don't think that substituting the joint practice helps? Because that's more full speed than a regular practice.
And you're actually getting, situationally, you're definitely guaranteed to have more things that you want to work on than in a preseason vanilla game.
Right. But, I mean, come on. And the joint practice is vanilla. You're not showing off real plays. It's for real.
They're playing all damn hard in those joint practices.
But the plays are vanilla plays. No, you're not going out there running your real plays.
Of them they are. Like when they're in the red zone, they're running their red zone offenses, some of them.
Why would you run your real plays in a joint practice when
Because your chances are you're not playing.
Most times you play a joint practice, you're not playing against that team in the regular season.
Right.
The Lions don't play the Giants, so they can do whatever they want in that practice.
Okay, I know it's highly unlikely because the guy that normally sits there would be passed out. What if they play in the playoffs?
Okay. They're not going to the playoffs.
What did I just say?
They're not.
What did I just say?
I can't go past that. I'm sorry.
But you could play any team. You don't know what the scenario is going to be. There's a chance that you could play this team again.
And it varies because last year they played the Jags in the joint practice. Well, there's no shot unless you go to the Super Bowl, and they go to the Super Bowl. But I think the joint practice can substitute for anything that you do in the preseason. And most times when you see teams playing their guys in the preseason, it's teams like my team, where you have to see what you have because we have no other way to see it.
David, I get it. My thing is this. I would like to see the only one to me would probably be Gibbs. You got the hamstring. You could sit this one out. Everybody else, I want to see a series. I want to see you guys go out there, go score. And like I said, my incentive is this. Score a touchdown on the first drive, you are done for the day. Go out there, make the plays, don't drop passes, get it done, and you can take your helmet off, put on the track suits, and just sit on the sideline and hold a clipboard.
Look, it's one of my favorite cliches, okay? And it is a cliche, and I say it a lot, but when you have something that needs to be discussed or argued, you sit there and say, well, what's the downside? And to me, the downside is way greater them playing in preseason than not playing in preseason. And I think it's that simple, at least for me.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm looking at this. I don't know if this is right or wrong, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm looking at, six preseason games that Tom Brady played in his entire career. Six. And he won Super Bowls. So,
David,
just saying.
I didn't say that it's an absolute. What I'm saying is, you could play these guys for a series or two. I'm not saying play him for a half. I'm not saying play him for the game. But, yeah, I would. And because when it was four games, game number three was always the one preseason game that you would want to watch because you knew you were going to see the starters out there.
Right.
You only played three games. So, in this game, yeah, I would put him out there for a couple series.
I think times have changed, though. I think the money that these guys, especially the quarterbacks, are making, you want to do everything possible to protect your investment. That's the way I look at it. And by the way, to you know, piggyback off of David's point, I bet you Dan Orlovsky played a hell of a lot of preseason games and he didn't win a freaking Super Bowl.
You know what? Stoney wins. 97-1.